I'm a temporary orphan. They disappear into boxes, one by one. Virginia Woolf, Truman Capote, Marcus Aurelius, Joan Didion, and thousands more. After having lived in this apartment for 10 years, we're moving to a new one in Barcelona, and the bookcases and books go first, so that we get them all out of the way when we move the rest of our things in a month. The movers hold the books as a stretched-out accordion before they rapidly put them in the boxes. They're obviously experienced, but to me it's a bit disconcerting to see my past handled so matter-of-factly. I feel the need to say goodbye to my book, even though we'll meet again shortly. A shopping list written in French falls out of Romain Gary's La Vie devant soi. Spaghetti, tomato sauce, cheap red wine, ingredients for one of the parties I threw as a young student in Nice. I take A Book of Common Prayer by Joan Didion from the shelf and look at the yellowed price sticker on the back. I paid $2.35 when I bought it at the airport in Philadelphia before flying to Mexico City in 1978. I caress Nemesis by Philip Roth, the last book a good friend gave me before he was killed. Feeling the paper he might have touched is like holding Joop close for a moment. Several of the books have smears of food on the pages. A blot of chili sauce, olive oil, or gazpacho are stamps in the passport that testifies to a 50-year-long journey that took me from a far too quiet suburb of Rotterdam to the bustling center of Barcelona, with numerous stops along the way. The earmarks I made were often false promises that I'd continue where I left off, a marker of my promiscuity as a reader. Because when I get bored by a book, I quickly abandon it for one that seems more alluring. After the movers leave, I find myself in an empty, hollow-sounding library. I miss being surrounded by these old companions. It was as though Juan Rulfo, Nabokov, and all the other witnesses of my life watched over me. And now that they're gone, I feel orphaned. I'm surprised that I feel so nostalgic. Previous moves triggered only excitement about the adventure of the new place I'd be going to. I wonder what causes this increased sensitivity. Could it have to do with aging? Just like how my eyes tear lately even in a slight breeze? Or am I just being sentimental because, with the restrictions of the pandemic, I've had too little input so that I give exaggerated importance to small things? Whatever the reason, it's a relief to know that soon I will be safely back in the embrace of my books. I'm only a temporary orphan.